Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about what you think. At what age do you think older citizens should stop driving? And this actually comes on the heels of an article that I actually saw in the Washington Post. And I thought that's very interesting because in South Africa, I don't know what the rules are. You know, it's not like we have to retake our licenses every 7 years. So Senna has got a spokesperson of the Automobile Association, Leighton Beard, on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Jakathy. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much for the time. Leighton, at what age should older citizens stop driving? 85, 90? I mean, we took a call earlier from Gisela, who is 88. She says, without her being able to drive, she would not be able to get food or medication or books or any of the other things that she needs. What's your thought?
Yeah, I think the way that things have advanced in South Africa, and I think COVID has accelerated that, there are obviously other options available. You know, you can get food delivered, you can get your groceries at your door, you can get medicine at your door. So, you know, it does take that kind of out of the equation to an extent. There is no one age. You know, I think you'll find people at 88 who are still very robust, people who are still very alert, whose eyesight is still very good, and who are still able to drive. You may find people, you may find people at 75 whose reflexes are fading, whose eyesight is fading, who are not as agile as they once were, and they shouldn't be driving. So there isn't a specific age, and, you know, it's no golden number to say, okay, at this age you've got to stop driving. But there need to be some markers along the way. Most important, I think, is your eyesight. And you do have to have your eyes tested every time you have your driving license renewed. And that should give you an indication as to whether you are still capable of driving from a visual point of view, which obviously is one of the most important faculties when driving at any age. And if your eyesight is of such a nature that you are beginning to fade things in the distance and you can't really focus properly and you can't see the dials on the dashboard, you know, then that should be an indication to you that, hey, listen, maybe you know, even when I do wear spectacles, it's not good enough. I should stop driving. And as you said, and I completely concur with your previous sentiment, not only for your own safety, but obviously for the safety of all other road users.
Yeah. One of our listeners weighing in and saying, you know, old people can't use apps and technology, which I understand, you know, that
yes,
it becomes a challenge to place those orders for food and medications and things that you need. Do you think that's okay? So firstly, we test our eyesight, but it's not just about eyesight, it's about cognitive abilities too. Because
yes,
as we get older, our cognition slows down. Do you think that our driver's tests are ever going to change?
Well, I don't think they will change. And you make a very valid point. I mean, obviously, if you find that you are not as agile, and this really is also something that the family needs to be involved in. So if you have an elderly parent or a grandparent who is still driving, And you know, you notice that they are not as agile as they once were, their reflexes aren't as good as they were, then that conversation needs to be held. And it's a very, very difficult conversation.
Yeah.
Because as Gisela said, you're taking her freedom away, you're taking her independence away, and that's not an easy thing for somebody to come to grips with. So it's a very difficult situation, but you have to look at the greater good, especially when it comes to driving, because it's not a solitary kind of event when you get into your car. You share the road with thousands of other people, with pedestrians, with people on bicycles, with people in other vehicles, and you have to consider their safety as well. So, you know, yes, eyesight's obviously very, very critical, but, you know, if your reflexes aren't at that level where you can maybe avoid that pothole, or you don't really react very quickly to events that are happening around you, then it may be time to hang up the car keys. But again, you know, your family needs to be involved. And if there are children listening who have elderly people in their lives, you know, this is unfortunately one of those tough conversations that needs to be initiated. And it may happen over a period of weeks and months. It may not simply be a question of, okay, give me your keys, you're not driving anymore. But, yeah, I mean, that certainly is something that needs to happen.
Yeah. It's just that in South Africa, there aren't a lot of alternatives. aside from taxis. You know, we don't have the transport infrastructure that there is available overseas, for example.
Yes.
You know, if you look at a country like Australia and you look at Sydney, yes, they can implement retesting of their drivers every 7 years, because if somebody does lose their license, it's not going to influence their independence, it's not going to influence their income. They'll still be able to get around.
Yes.
You can't really say the same about South Africa.
No, and I mean the availability of reliable, safe, affordable public transport is obviously a huge concern. And you find that the lack thereof actually forces many people, as you rightfully say, to continue driving when they perhaps shouldn't be. And that is of grave concern. But again, you know, you can't only look at that as the reason for saying, well, I shouldn't really be driving, but I don't have any alternative. Unfortunately, there comes a stage when you have to make alternative plans. Now, how that manifests may be different for many different people. Yes, it may be difficult for people to use technology, but again, you know, that's where family needs to play a very big role. You may need to get caregivers who actually can assist in terms of, you know, getting the groceries delivered through one of the services that does that and medicines delivered. You may want to make use of, you know, e-hailing services to take you to various places, you know, doctor's appointments and these types of things. It is sad that public transport is not a readily available alternative, but that should not be the only reason why somebody who shouldn't be driving says, okay, well, I'm going to still carry on driving. And this is the conversation that I say is so difficult, because for people who have elderly people in their lives, they do need to initiate these conversations, especially if they've noticed that the person who is driving is not really driving well at all anymore, because they can't only consider the freedom and the independence of the person involved, they have to consider the safety of other road users.
Yeah, absolutely. Leighton, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise and weighing in on this very, very difficult topic.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance. Thank you.
Just before I let you go, today is Alien Day. And if aliens arrived on Earth this afternoon,
yes,
what would you want to show them?
How pitiful my bank account is. I don't know.
Okay, fascinating to you, but not to them.
Maybe I'll invite them over to my house for a braai and we can sit down and chat about the universe.
Oh, you see, Chisanyama, that's the way to do it.
There
we go. That's very South African.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, thanks, Leighton. Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa. You're welcome to weigh in, join the discussion. 34519. Give me your opinion. What are your thoughts around older people driving?